Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Delighted to be back in the studio. I feel like I've been away. It just feels like I've been away. It's only Wednesday, but it feels like a Monday to me. I have been away. We went down to Australia and we did a bunch of talks, met a bunch of wonderful Catholic people, a whole lot of wonderful people, whether they were Catholic or not. And I just had a fantastic trip down there. I want to say thank you to everybody at Perugia the east of
Perugia.
Oh, you know that?
I know those guys. Charbel Raish is a good friend of mine. He's trying to get me to come down there. I don't have time.
You should go.
I know. I've been there once. I did a whole 3-week speaking tour.
But they need you. The church in Australia is facing certain pressures, and I think I say you should go just because I mean you're such a good, positive, powerful speaker. I just think they need all the support and help they can get down there. But Perugia,
right.
But then on the west coast of Australia, I want to say thank you to Michael Chong and everybody there at Evangelization Australia. You couldn't have been better treated than we were treated, and the audiences were wonderful. And we recorded some radio, so there'll be some radio shows coming. We didn't want to do the live link from Australia, but with the clock being different and with the technology being somewhat uncertain getting across the Pacific, we were advised by those who had tried it, don't try it. But we got some radio coming for you. Our guest this hour is that man you just heard, Steve Ray, and we're going to talk about giving yourself to God. That is, in fact, what you are called to do. That's what Jesus has called us to do. Give ourselves to God. 888-318-7884 is the number if you have questions in that regard. 888-318-7884. Steve, of course, is a convert to the Catholic Church, the author of many things, including Crossing the Tiber, Upon This Rock, St. John's Gospel, The Papacy, What the Pope Does and Why It Matters, and Faith for Beginners, A Study of the Creeds. He's the writer, editor, producer, and host of a 10-part DVD series, The Footprints of God, The Story of Salvation from Abraham to Augustine. And he and his wife, Janet, are certified guides to the Holy Land. They lead pilgrimages throughout the Middle East, Rome, other parts of the world. They just need to organize one to Australia now. Steve Ray, thanks for being with us.
March 2021, we're taking a whole 2 buses of Australians.
Oh, really?
To the Holy Land.
Yeah. Oh, to the Holy Land.
With Charbel.
Oh,
with Charbel Raish and Perugia. We're going to take them in March of 2021.
Good. I think that's great. Charbel's, there's just so many wonderful, good, solid folks down there. But when I say that the church is under pressure, I mean, I'm sure you know about it. Everyone knows about the story of Cardinal Pell.
Right.
There's also just this sense that there's a push to be radically pro-abortion down there. There's a push for euthanasia. The church gets in the way of those things, and so people want to push back against the church.
Yep.
There's this law about priests having to report to the government what they hear in the confessional. I can tell you, it really looks like priests are going to go to jail over this. I wouldn't be surprised. The priests themselves are pretty, at least the ones that I spoke to, they're just determined and sanguine about it. They know what they have to do. Very impressive men. But it is real pressure that the church is feeling there.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say also, a lot of joy in the church down there. It may be small, but a lot of joy. So we'll be talking more about that. But again, 888-318-7884, the number. Steve Ray, our guest, we're talking about giving yourself to God, 888-318-7884. While I was down there, Steve, I should tell you too, somebody said to me in Perth, while you're down here, the people who are replacing you up there are doing a great job. And I just looked at him and said, why would you tell me that? I don't want to hear that. I want to hear they're doing a terrible job. But I got to say thanks to Jerry and Sherry and Chris Check filled in. And then Jimmy Akin hosted himself yesterday. That made me nervous, Jimmy doing that. But you gave your life to God, Steve, and when you at a very young age. Could you just tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it set the trajectory for my whole life. I was 17 years old, and I'll tell you that at the point I was in it was at the end of the 60s because I graduated in 1973. Now everybody knows I'm 64 years old. And I was right in the middle of that whole Beatles and sexual revolution, everything else. And I'd been raised in a Baptist family, and it was a great family, and I loved being a Christian till I was 15 years old, and then I became a big problem for my parents. My hair, I used to have. So you look at me now, and I'm, you know, is my part straight, by the way?
Since it covers the whole thing, it looks pretty straight.
I used to have hair down on my shoulders, curly, like a lion's mane, bell-bottom blue jeans. I was a rebellious kid. And at 17 years old, my mom had the radio on, and Billy Graham was on the radio. And I was 17 right in the summer before I went into 12th grade. And I remember I'd been 2 years of big problems for my parents. And I heard Billy Graham, and he said, God has a plan for your life. And here's this wild, rebellious kid that has no idea what I'm going to do. And I hear him say, God has a plan for your life. And you can put your name in there. For God so loved Steve Ray, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then George Beverly Shea came on at the end. And I don't know if people have heard that, but in his baritone voice, he sings, just as I am, without one plea, but that your blood was shed for me. Holy smokes, I got tears in my eyes. I slipped out the back door because I didn't want mom and dad to see me crying over Billy Graham's show. I'm supposed to be the tough rebel kid, right? I walked down Napier Road where I lived, and it was dark. And I looked up to the sky, and I just said a simple sentence, Jesus, I'm only 17 years old, but tonight I'm going to give my whole life to you.
Praise God.
And that was the trajectory, and I meant it. And every day of my life since, that has been the goal of my life. And I live it better some days than others. But I gave myself away that day. I really gave myself away because I used two words. I was an evangelical Protestant back in those days. And the two words, one is Savior. You're going to be my Savior from my sins. And you're going to be my Lord, which means I am going to obey you. You're going to be in charge of my life, and I'm going to give myself to you.
Oh, we had a little... Sorry, Steve. I didn't mean to interrupt you. We just had a little hiccup. And so the first thing was you're going to give your whole life to God.
Right. He's my Savior. I said, I'm going to make you my Lord and Savior. In other words, my Savior, he's going to save me from my sins and get me to heaven. I'm giving him that job because I'm not real good at that. And then the second one is he's going to be my Lord. That means I'm giving myself to him as a servant, and he now owns me. And I had that very much in my mind that I was going to be his servant.
Right.
I was going to love him, and he's going to be my Lord. And he gave me a verse back, and it sounds funny to say that, but it was just as clear as the bell in my head, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first, he said to me, Steve, seek first the kingdom of God and my righteousness, and you don't have to worry about anything else in your life. I'll take care of it all. And you know, he's never let me down for a minute.
Yeah.
And I gave my life to him, and I have always... better some days than others, but my goal has always been to love and serve the Lord and seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And I'll tell you what, my life has been blessed, and I attribute it to that night. So I say to people when I give conferences and so on, I was 17 years old. I don't care if you're 77 years old. It's good for every Catholic every once in a while to go out at night and look up at the stars and realize how small you are. And say to Jesus, I'm giving my life to you again today. You are my Savior and you're my Lord. And I go to Mass every day, yeah, and I take communion and I receive you that way. But I'm going to, every once in a while, I'm going to come out here at night, Lord, and I'm going to tell you again, you're my Lord and I want to love you and serve you. And I'm going to give my whole life to you. And I'll tell you what, nobody can make a better decision than that.
888-318-7884 is our number. Steve Ray is our guest. Giving yourself to God is our topic. If you have questions, for example, how would I go about that? Or can I continue to live my life, or how do I continue to live my life once I have given it to God? Any questions at all? 888-318-7884. Steve Ray, the great Steve Ray, is our guest. We will take a quick break. We'll be right back with your calls for Steve on giving your life to God right after this.
Catholic Answers Live with Steve Ray. Today on Catholic Answers Live.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite Monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
I've got a few things here and there that I've learned along the way. I'm always studying history, and I love studying history. So I try to bring in some of the historical perspective, especially at a time in our history when people don't know much history anymore.
Open Line with Father Mitch Pacwa, tonight, 10 Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host, as happy as can be to be back here behind this microphone. 888-318-7884 is our number, 888-318-7884. Our guest is Steve Ray, and if you know much about Steve, you know he's either coming from somewhere or going to somewhere every time you talk about him. He travels the world, bringing people closer to Christ, primarily by going to places like Rome and the Holy Land. But in the time I've known him, I remember, I think, Mexico City, and then one to the Catholic shrines of Germany. And is there a continent you've missed yet, Steve?
I haven't done much in South America yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not much in South America, but my goal is to, you know, take people to these marvelous Catholic places so that they can really understand the heritage and the beauty of our Catholic faith. And like I was telling you offline, that my next 8 trips to the Holy Land are already sold out. Every seat is sold out for the next 8 trips. But we have a St. Paul cruise coming up, and we have Oberammergau we're going to, and a lot of other places. Poland again.
There's Catholics in Poland? They got Catholics
there's
there.
There's a few.
Yeah, they got a little bit of Catholic history there.
And they're tough.
It all kind of started, though, with a commitment made one night when he was 17, and that's what we are talking about today, turning your life over to God, giving yourself to God. If that seems unrealistic to you, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. If it seems realistic and attractive, but you're not exactly sure how to go about that, 888-318-7884. First up today, Steve, Marianne from Colorado. Marianne, your question for Steve Ray. Marianne?
Hello,
Marianne. You have a question for Steve?
Hi.
Hello, Marianne.
Yes, Steve. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing very good, thank you.
Hello.
Oh, Marianne, we're having a little trouble, I think, with the phone. Hang on. We're going to get to you, Marianne. Just hang on. We're going to make sure that connection is good, and then we'll get your question for Steve. It just doesn't seem like Marianne's hearing all of the words, so we'll get right back to that. 888-318-7884, the number 888-318-7884. We're going to go to Liam in New Jersey next. Liam, your question for Steve Ray. Hi, Liam. Okay, Steve, I got a question for you. Well, clearly the phones have decided not to work while I'm here. Liam, do you have a question for Steve Ray?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead, Liam. We're having a little bit of trouble with
can you hear me?
We can. Go ahead, Liam. We're going back to Liam in a second. I don't know what the deal is with the telephones, Steve, but your dad gave you an example about kind of turning your life over to God. Your father, as you said, was a Christian person. What did he say to you?
Well, my dad started out as a pagan, and he didn't discover Christianity till later in life, him and my mom. And he became a Baptist in 1953. And I was born a year later, and my dad gave me a most marvelous example of what a Christian life should be. And my dad was generous to a fault. He considered everything that he owned to be God's, and that they belonged to God. And he always told me, Steve, try to outgive God in all your life. See if you can outgive him. You know, if you think the Lord's calling you to do something, and you say, well, what am I going to get out of it? He said, I dare you to try and outgive God and see what happens. And I saw it in his own life, but I saw also that I've done that since then, and I have never been able to outgive God. He's generous to a fault, like my father was. My dad also told me about a man named Jim Elliott who flew a little Cessna plane down to South America to take the gospel to the Aka Indians, running around naked down in the jungles. And he went down to tell them about Jesus. And before he left, he told his wife, I might not come back. And in fact, he didn't. They killed him. But my dad told me the story over and over again that before he left, Steve, he said this, a man is no fool to give up what he cannot keep to gain that which he can never lose.
Oh, my. Wow.
You're no fool to give up what you can't keep, because nothing we have are we going to keep it. If I love my money, guess what? I'm going to lose it. One thing is for sure, I'm going to die someday. There's a lot of things that are uncertain in my life, but one thing I'm certain of is I'm going to die, and I'm not taking anything with me. My attitude has to be that not only do I give myself to God, but everything I have is His too. He gave it to me. It's all on loan. Everything I have is on loan to me from God. I don't own it.
Yeah.
In the big picture. And what a fool am I to grab all of that and hoard it and look up to God and say, it's mine. I'm mine. You can't have it. It's mine. It's not mine. And if I live my life that way and realize that everything I have is His anyway, then I'm going to be free of possessions. I don't own anything. I don't love money. I've never loved money. I taught my kids. Money is a means of exchange. It's to do things. It's to help other people. For me, the only important thing about money is that I can take care of my family. I don't love money. I don't need money as long as I got enough. I love what the proverb says. Lord, give me enough money so I don't have to steal. And don't give me so much that I fall in love with it. Just
Amen.
Keep me in the middle somewhere. But everything is His. That's why when I say give ourselves to God, it doesn't just mean it's a real practical way of life. And I tell you what, it's very liberating.
888-318-7884 is our number. We welcome your call, especially if your phone is working. I don't know if there are any people who want to give their life to God whose phone is working today, but if your phone is working, go ahead and give a call. 888-318-7884. Steve Ray is our guest. Steve, you also talk about the three T's of giving yourself to God. What do you mean by the three T's?
This falls under the category of stewardship. And I know if you hear in the Mass, this is Stewardship Sunday, you go, oh, no, he's going to talk to me about giving more money. Somebody's going to be picking my pocket on the way out of the church.
Right.
And I got to give my time, talents, and treasures. We all know the three T's. But this is what I'm talking about is not about churchy stuff. This isn't churchy homily stuff. This is about me giving myself to God. And there's a very clever way of saying it, three T's. We have our time. That's what I have every day, my time. What am I going to do with my time? My talents. In other words, what gifts have God given to me? Do I have the gift to teach? And Paul tells us we all have spiritual gifts. You may not know what they are, but you do. Some have gifts to teach. Some have gifts to administration. There's a whole bunch of them. We should find out what gifts God has given to us, spiritual gifts. So we have time. We have talents, things that God's giving to us, and we have treasures. That's what we own, things, money, a house, a car. And those three T's, like I said a minute ago, they all belong to God. They don't belong to me anyway. And yes, I believe in private property. I'm not talking about all that. I own those things. But in the big picture, I realize that I have to have a generous attitude towards God about those things because He's given them to me anyway. And I can't hoard them. I have to consider my brothers and sisters in Christ. And Paul says about the family that if you do not take care of your own, you're worse than an unbeliever. That's really a strong statement that Paul says. If I don't take care of my own family, if I don't meet their needs and do what I can, it doesn't mean if you don't have money that you can't do that. But I mean, what we are able to do, if we're not taking care of our own family, we're worse than an unbeliever. So I have to take my time, my talents, the gifts that are given to me by God, and my treasures, what I own, and I have to use those to benefit God and His people and to be generous, to be stewards. You know, the word steward means someone who's, you know, the story of the talents in the gospel?
Right.
Somebody gave gave to one man one talent, another five. You know, a talent is worth about $3 to $4 million each. That's a lot of gold. A talent of gold is a big hunk of money. It's worth millions. And God gives those things to us, everything we have, we are stewards of it. In other words, when I get something, I should say, how does God want me to use this? Not how am I going to use this? I'm going to hold on to this. Right. Anything I have to have the attitude of, what does God want me to do with this? Do I use it for myself? Great. I'll take my wife out to dinner. I'll buy my wife a new car, something like that. I just help my kids get new cars. That's what we should do. But at the same time, realize everything we have is God's anyway. So I have to give myself to God and then everything else I have.
More callers for you. We have had a little trouble with the phone line, but we're going to keep trying. 888-318-7884 is the number. We're talking about giving yourself to God. And as I said, lots have called, but few have been chosen, only because we're having trouble with the lines. Let's try with Anonymous now. Anonymous, your question for Steve Ray. Are you there with us, Anonymous? Hello? Yes. Anonymous?
Hello.
You have a question for Steve?
Yes, I do. In a general sense, can your family, your husband, or your wife become an impediment to you giving yourself to God?
Okay.
That's
fair
a good
enough.
Question.
And then what are you going to do when that happens? So say it's your spouse is an impediment to you giving yourself to God. What do you do?
That's a very good question. And yes, they can become an impediment, but I think we need to take a long-term approach to it. And say, for example, that my wife is an impediment to me for one way or another. Then what my goal would be is over a period of time through prayer and loving my wife, love her to death, to get her to understand and to buy into this with me. I'm very fortunate. I have a wife that feels the same way I do. She bought into this. We are a team. But if you have one that's not, I would say the first step is to do everything possible to convince them through love and education and explanation to understand what our relationship was with God and to get them to buy into it with you so that you are giving yourself to God as a team. However, then I think there's also a drastic step, and it could be viewed as tough love. It could also be viewed as a drastic step, because Jesus said, if you don't hate your mother and your father and your family members in comparison to me, you're not worthy of me. What he means is I created you. I saved you. I gave my own life on the cross, and I shed my own blood to save you. So you belong to me. And if you're going to go about saying you're not going to give your life to me because your wife doesn't want you to or your kids don't want you to, then that's not going to be acceptable. And it's not because Jesus is selfish and greedy, but he wants our love because that's what's good for us. He wants that relationship with us. So I say, first of all, we coerce, we cajole, we educate, we instruct, we teach, we pray, we try to get our spouse and our families to understand what this means and to come along with us and not be an impediment. But if push comes to shove over a period of time and we see it's not going to work, then I think a man or a wife has to actually take a stand and say to the other one, with my eternal soul in view and yours as well, I'm going to have to make a decision and let you know that I'm giving my life completely to God, and that's what I'm going to do. And even if it means that Jesus at one point says that I came to bring peace, but another time he said I came to bring a sword, because it's going to be a separation between a man and his wife, a mother and a father. There's going to be separations because of me. And in the time of when Jesus spoke this, there was families were splitting up because some said we're staying Jewish and some say, well, we're going to follow this new Messiah. And the family split up and it brought a sword into the family. And I think at times, for the sake of our own souls, we have to say, I'm going to follow Jesus and I'm still going to love you. I'm devoted to you, my wife. I'm still going to do everything I can. I'm your husband. I love you to death. But I want you to know that I'm giving my life completely to God.
St. Paul has some advice on that, doesn't he? About one, and this common story among the saints as well. People should know this. You're not alone. Many saints were made saints by an unbelieving spouse, kind of.
Yeah, so, but Paul says it. He even says that if you are living a holy life and praying, that you can sanctify the rest of your family. That's a very strange passage to say they can become holy because of your conduct and your life. So if I had a wife that didn't want to serve God, I would just say, Lord, I'm going to, Paul said this, so I'm going to live my life holy. I'm going to give my life completely to you. And as a result, I want you to also sanctify the rest of my family. And I want to, I'd like to see it practically too in my lifetime. I'd like to see them also give their life to you. And a lot of, would maybe do a show on this. I know we did a long time ago called Seven Rules for Dealing with Non-Christian Family and Friends, or non-Catholic, I should say. And there's seven rules that I've come up with on how to deal with a family member, a spouse especially, who says, I'm not going to go with you on this road. I'm not going to be a Catholic. I'm going to do this. Certain rules we can help out.
Steve Ray is our guest. We're talking about giving yourself to God. It is what we are called to. It may sound like a horror to many of us who are used to getting our own way, but in fact, it is the path to the fullness of life, and that's what Steve is here to share today. 888-318-7884 is the number. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Steve right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Everybody's favorite Catholic outer space delivery pilots return for their greatest adventure yet in the brand new graphic novel Weapons of War. Fresh from saving the solar system in The Truth Is Out There and saving the timeline of salvation history in The Big Picture, Brendan and Irk land in a magnificent domed city on Mars for what is supposed to be a simple shuttle job. But soon they find themselves caught up in a sinister assault on faith and freedom. Will Mars be lost to the enemy? Brendan and Irk's only hope for the flight is in the power of God's sacramental gifts. A totally new kind of Catholic resource for apologetics and evangelization, The Truth Is Out There series combines the visual excitement and quirky humor of graphic novels with solid popular philosophy and theology. The result is a series in which everyone from teens to adults can find accessible answers to questions about God, the soul, true happiness, and much more. Order your copy of Weapons of War today by calling 844-239-4952, by visiting shop.catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Did you know you can access Catholic Answers Live right from your phone or other mobile device? Download the Catholic Answers Live app today. The Catholic Answers Live app, available now on iOS and Android.
If you're a Catholic who sometimes gets intimidated by the Bible, Jimmy Akin's The Bible is a Catholic Book will help you better understand and take pride in this gift that God gave the world through the Church. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Catholics are the original Bible Christians. Order your copy of The Bible is a Catholic Book today by calling 844-239-4952, by visiting shop.catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host, back from Australia, where we just met so many wonderful Catholics. Make sure to pray when you have a chance to offer a prayer for the church in Australia, which is under some pressure from society around them. But man, also, what a wonderful and joyful and loving church we ran into in so many different places. Again, the number 888-318-7884. Steve Ray is our guest this hour. Steve is the author of many things, including, the papacy, what the Pope does and why it matters, and Faith for Beginners, A Study of the Creeds. Those are both those are two of his most recent books. Steve is also a certified tour guide to the Holy Land, to Rome. He takes people all over the world. And we're talking with Steve today about something a little more personal than we often talk about that giving oneself entirely to God. That is indeed what we are called to do. If you're having troubles in that area, or if you'd just like to talk about what that means, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. We go now to, let's see who we're going to. Well, we'll give it a try with Nancy in Buffalo, New York. Nancy, go ahead and just ask your question. I think we have a little delay on the line, so I'm going to be patient and wait. But go ahead and ask your question, Nancy, as quickly as you can so we can get Steve's answer.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. I understand and don't have a problem with my own
money and worrying about things like that. I know I've given it all over to God. But my problem is when I'm worried about other people and I'm trying to give it over to God, how do you try not to solve it for God?
You mean solve other people's problems for God?
The problem.
Your problems or other people's?
The problems.
Okay, I think I understand. God, He is always wanting to be involved in our life, helping us solve problems and so on. But I think we have to realize that He also gave us a free will. He gave us choice. He gave us the ability to say yes or no. And He expects us to always be working to take care of ourselves. I like the passage in Galatians, two things. One, Paul says, work hard so that you have enough money not to be a burden on anyone else. And then he turns around and says, and make sure that you share so that you are always helping other people bear their burdens. So it's not either or. We should be helping other people. We should be solving our own problems, but always asking God and how to do that. Let's say, for example, I'm a servant and I'm the servant of a master. I don't just sit on the chair and wait for the master to do everything, or to fix everything, or to provide everything for me. The master says, get up and work. And I'm supposed to get up and work. I'm supposed to solve the problems. I'm supposed to get the fox out of the hen house. I'm supposed to take care of these things for the master. If I get into a situation where I can't handle it, then I say, master, I tried to do this and I can't. Can you help me? And then he helps me. But I think that the situation between us and God is that he's always there to help us, but he expects us also to be working to solve problems and to fix things and to help other people as well. It's not either or, it's both and. We trust him, but we also work.
Again, I'm going to be careful about going back to the calls too much to the callers. So thank you very, very much for that call, Nancy. But we are having phone trouble, so we're doing the best we can. 888-318-7884 is the number, and we'll try to get you on if you have questions about giving your life to God. Nancy's question, Steve, reminded me of, I had a friend, he was a Jehovah's Witness, he's passed now, but he used to say, I have no problem turning everything over to God, and then I take it right back. So what do you say about that?
Well, when you give yourself to someone to be a servant, and I know nobody wants to hear that kind of language today, but in the biblical times, being a servant, a lot of times if you had debt, you would sell yourself as an indentured servant to somebody. If you're in that position, and you give yourself to God, you realize that he's your master. You don't say, here, I'm going to give you this, but I'm taking it right back. When you give something to God, like your life and everything else, this is a lifelong commitment. And that's the way I viewed it, is when I was 17 and I gave my life to Jesus, that was a lifelong commitment. I was going to die with those words on my lips. And I was going to marry a woman that would agree with me with those words on my lips. And she would say the same thing. So I don't think that we can ever have the attitude, well, I'm going to give this to you today, but if I don't like working for you down the road, I'm going to take it all back. I don't think that it works that way with God.
Again, Nancy, thanks for the call. Linda on Facebook already, but has this question. If you've been away from the Catholic Church for a few years, how do you go back and be accepted back into the church?
Well, I think that it's things take time. It's going to be a lot of your attitude when you give yourself to God. Then what he's going to say is, okay, I don't remember which one of the fathers of the church said it, that you cannot have God for your father if you don't have the church for your mother. They come together. So if you decide you're going to come back to God and you want to put your life back in his hands, then becoming a part of the church is also part of that. And it may take time. Now, it makes it sound like maybe you had a church where you were in the church and you caused problems or something and left. How am I going to get them to accept me back? What I think a lot of times is it's having a humble attitude, having an attitude of humility and of joy and of love, and go back in the church. And one of the best things I think to do is become a servant in the church. Just like you give your life to God, give your life to the church. Start serving people. Start being involved in the ministries, loving people there. And I remember one time a guy says, our church is not friendly. I think I'm just going to quit going because it's not friendly. Nobody smiles. I said, sir, I'm going to give you a job. Don't you ever complain about the church not being friendly again. I want you to get to your parish early in the morning on Sundays, 20 minutes before the mass starts, and I want you to stand outside and I want you to greet people when they come in. You stand and say, "It's so nice to have you here in our parish. This is a great parish, and I'll be here after if you want to ask any questions. And welcome to our church. Welcome to our parish." I said, "And it will not be an unfriendly parish anymore because you did something about it." So yeah. Don't ever tell me that you don't. You have an unfriendly parish. Maybe it's unfriendly because you sit with a scowl on your face in the back row. Get there early. Get out, start greeting people. Get involved in the ministry. And if you've been away for a few years, I think coming back in, there's always going to be people who need to be loved, who need to be helped. There's always ministries to be filled in the church. And I would suggest to her that that's the way I would do it.
Steve Ray is our guest. We're talking about giving yourself to God. We're going to try with Marianne in Colorado again. Marianne, we are having those phone problems, so if you would just say your question as succinctly as you can, we'll get you an answer.
Sure. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Good. I can hear you very clearly. My question is this, Steve. My husband knows that, you know, he prayed for a Catholic wife. He prayed for a very Catholic wife because he was away for 20 years when he went to the Marines. And so, you know, that's what I am. And so he's been very faithful in going to the church and, you know, going to Mass with me and everything. And his biggest issue is he wants to give his life to the Lord. He wants to be able to have a very personal relationship with the Lord. And he said he's frustrated. He said no matter what he does, and we have a committed hour of adoration every week. In fact, it's tonight. He said he just doesn't feel that connection with God. And I don't know what to do to help him. I know there's probably not a whole lot I can do except to pray with him and lead by example. So that's my question. What can I do, or what can I tell him to help him to have that personal relationship?
What kind of relationship did he have with his father?
It's good now, but it's some of the things that his father told him growing up, like, Edward is a Latino, and his father told him when they moved into a non-Latino neighborhood when he was a kid, he said, because of who you are, you're going to have to fight your way through life. And that's basically what he's had to do.
All right. The reason I ask that is because a lot of times when people have a problem with God, it's because they had a problem with their father, and they look at God like they look at their father. So I don't know the situation there, but I would just say to you, Marianne, that you married yourself a good man who wants to do the right things, and he's a good husband. So just give him a big hug and tell him how much you love him and how much you thank God for giving him to you. And I would be a good example. I would love him to death. I would just love him, love him, love him. And when he is able to do things for God, just let him know how much you appreciate it and how much God appreciates it. And, you know, a lot of us respond to God differently. I know some people can talk about loving Jesus, you know, I'm more of a tough guy. You know, I love Jesus more like a Marine would love a fellow Marine. And some of us have different ways that we can relate to God, and I think in a sense. And maybe he's just kind of a strong guy, and he doesn't like the whole idea of kind of the gushy, mushy, sentimental kind of loving of God. But he certainly is, by being a good husband and by going to Mass with you and adoration, he's, in a way, he is giving himself to God. By doing those things, he is giving himself to God. But I think the more he gets involved in the church and the more you pray together, and I have that article that I wrote, and it was actually in Catholic Answers magazine. It was called 6 Rules for Dealing with Non-Catholic Family and Friends, but it really applies to anywhere where there's a little friction in a relationship. And maybe get a hold of that and read it, because it would help to understand how to work with somebody and to encourage them along the way. But I think you're doing good. And sometimes we expect God to give us an answer right now. We expect it to see the results right now. But sometimes it takes the Lord time and your husband time. Just love him and give him time.
I hope that that helps, Marianne. I'm glad we were able to get the connection clear with you. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. Steve Ray is our guest, and we're talking about giving yourself to God. If you have questions about that, or if you'd like to challenge us on whether or not that's a good idea, 888-318-7884.
Call us now with your question on Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Prayer is a variety of forms of communication. Sometimes we simply greet one another, hi, how are you? And we say small, short prayers similarly to God. Other times we engage people in deep conversations. Other times we engage our families in family reunions and big meals. Similarly with God, we engage Him in Eucharist and deep meditation as well.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Second hour, Trent Horn is going to be here to give tips for defending the faith. The number will remain the same for that hour as it is for this, 888-318-7884. Steve Ray talks on all kinds of topics. He can quote you a scripture verse. He can quote you the relevant teaching of the church. But today we're talking with Steve about surrendering, giving your life over to God, and the fruits that come from that giving over your life to God. Steve mentioned the three T's of giving your life over to God. What do you have? You have time, you have talent, and you have treasure, and you surrender those to the Lord. If that's a problem for you, if you're having trouble in that regard, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. Or if that just doesn't make sense to you, if you're not clear on exactly what it means to give yourself to God, 888-318-7884. A caller we had earlier, and as I said, Steve, we've been having trouble with the phone, so I'd agreed to read some of the questions to you. Daniel in Louisiana wants to know, how do I make sure I'm not in love with my money? You talked a little bit before about those things that might get in the way of giving our lives to God, money being one of them. He wants to know, how does he make sure that he's not in love with his money?
I remember the movie The Christmas Carol with Scrooge. And Scrooge was all about counting his money. And if we have that attitude of what matters to us is how much money we have, and we're always counting it and want more. Excuse me, I have a cold and I'm sucking on a lozenger. I didn't know if I'd even be able to do the show today, but it's working. So just bear with me here. If we're like Scrooge, where you're counting your money and that's what you live for and that's what you work for, and you think, I have $500,000 now, I'm going to get another $100,000. It's like the parable that Jesus told about the man who kept building bigger and bigger barns. And he said, I've got now everything I need. I'm going to build big barns. I'm going to build more barns. And I can live and have my life at ease. Well, if that's the way that we live, I think then we have a problem with loving money. If our attitude isn't, I think a person can kind of get an idea if they love money or not. I view money as a necessary evil. It's something that I have to do and I have to work for and I have to take care of, because it's really, Jesus talks about money a lot, but he always talks about being a good steward of the money, not letting the money own you. The question is, do you own the money or does the money own you? And I think if people think about that, they'll know, what do you live for? Do you live for money? Do you work to make more and more money? Do you have enough money right now that you could start cutting back a little bit and serving? I'll give another example of my dad real quickly, Si, in answer to this question. My dad always had the same job at Ford Motor Company for 35 years, never got promoted. And I asked my dad one time, I said, Dad, when I got older, why didn't you get promoted? You were a smart guy. You were a good employee. You should have been the owner of Ford Motor Company by now. And he says, well, Steve, there was always a question. They'd always ask me in every year to give me a promotion, more money, more responsibility. I always asked one question. if I take this new responsibility and pay, will I have to work weekends and evenings? And they said, of course. My dad says, I'm sorry, I have to turn you down because I have three boys at home that need me more than Henry Ford does.
Wow.
He
what a dad
turned
you
down.
Had.
Yeah. That was my father. And he turned down every promotion because it would take him away from us kids. He was home every day at 5 o'clock. He spent all his weekends with us. We knew that Saturday, Dad was going to do stuff with us all day. We were going to go hiking in the woods every night after dinner. No television in our home. He would read us stories every night, and then he'd sing us songs when he put us to bed. Now, I only tell that story because my dad did not love money. And you could tell everybody knew my dad didn't love money. In fact, my dad was very generous with what little he had. We never went on vacations when I was a boy. And I always wondered why. And that's because Dad didn't take extra jobs. He didn't love money. He loved us. Mm-hmm. If somebody questions, do I love money? Ask yourself, would you be willing to say no because you have a family at home that needs you more than Henry Ford does? Are you willing to give some of your money away? I remember the other day, it was about a year ago, there was a young lady came to Mass and she had this little baby. She was by herself and I saw that she had gotten herself very dressed nicely and took very good care of the baby. And I figured she was probably a single mom. After the Mass, I just went up to her and I gave her $50. And I said, would you please accept this $50 and do something nice for your little boy today? And she was shocked, and my wife and I went out to the parking lot. She came running out to the parking lot. She said, how did you know? How did you know? And I said, how did I know what? She said, how did you know that I needed $50 today to pay my rent? I said, I didn't know that. I said, it was just the Lord put it on my heart because you have such a beautiful boy, and I saw that you came to Mass, and you went out of your way, and it was not easy to come to Mass with that boy who's a wiggler. And she said, that's amazing. She said, thank you very much. Now, I think that people should be free with their money like that. I don't think that we should be hanging on to it. So I might need that 50. If you give money away, it'll come back. The Lord always will bless you. Like my dad says, you can't outgive God. So the answer to the question is, if you love money, I think you'll know you love money. And if you do, it's good to detach yourself from it.
We'll try the phones again. Anne in Portland, you are up next. Anne, your question for Steve Ray.
Yes, this is a follow-up to another caller, the question about a spouse being an impediment to giving oneself to God. I'm wondering what those situations would be. What would be examples of that would call for kind of what you call a radical choice if a spouse, you know, remains an impediment? And my concern or what I'm wondering is, it seems like there can be a bad version of, or not a true version, of giving oneself to God as a kind of almost escape from really embracing the responsibilities and challenges of marriage or the family. And that
I understand what you're saying with that. If you're a spouse, you're a husband and a wife, your obligation is to take care of that person and that family. And you don't have any business giving money away that is necessary for the family. For if you're trying to get your kids through school, or you need to have everything, medical care, health care, that is the priority of a husband, say, for example. And if a husband is not taking care of that provision, then he is what the Bible calls is worse than an unbeliever. And I would say that never, ever do we use that as an excuse that I'm going to give myself to God, therefore I can't give myself to you. Well, wait a minute. You already gave yourself to me at the altar when you said I do. And by giving yourself to me, you are also, that's another thing that we have to realize. When I love my wife, I'm giving myself to God because that's my responsibility. When I love my family and take care of them, I'm doing what God wants me to do. How do I be spiritual? What's more spiritual, to pray the rosary or to change a dirty diaper? Well, if your baby is in pain and he's get a diaper rash, the most spiritual thing you can do right then is go change the baby's diaper. I tell people that the most thing that you need to do to be spiritual is what God wants you to do at that moment in time. And if God wants me to be loving my family and to be pouring my love and energy and money into the family to make that successful, by doing that, I am giving myself to God. I'm doing exactly what he wants me to do. Say that I'm the servant, he's the master. I say to the master, what do you want me to do today? How can I give myself to you better today? And he would answer, by taking care of your family. That's what I want you to do. That's your responsibility today. And that's how you can love me and show your devotion to me, is by taking care of the family that I gave to you. We can never use giving ourselves to God as an excuse to avoid responsibilities that we have.
I think Ann's also referring to that when you said, if the spouse won't go along, you still have to give yourself to God and just tell the spouse, this is the most important thing, my eternal soul. But I think there's, Ann was saying, there's one way of looking at that that says you're rejecting the spouse, but you're not saying that. You're saying you have to be willing to accept rejection from your spouse.
That's true. And the context, it's always important to context. Jesus is speaking to a Jewish culture. People that began to follow him were viewed as apostates, as blasphemers.
Yeah.
How can you walk away from the temple? How can you go have dinner and eat with dirty Gentiles who are sinners? How can you do these things? See, and it was in that context where if I'm really going to love God and follow Jesus, I may ostracize my family who says you can't eat with Gentiles. You can't eat shellfish and lobster.
Yeah.
You can't do that. And if you do, you're going to, and many times families will disown. For example, when I became Catholic, our families would not talk to me for a year. They, in a sense, my becoming a Catholic brought a division. A sword was brought into my family, and it split us apart. And I had to make a decision. Am I going to abandon Jesus Christ and his church and stay with the family and let them push me around? Or do I realize that I have to give myself to God, and that's the primary responsibility of my life, and I hope that my family will understand and come along, but I cannot deny God and reject him in order to keep my family happy. I think that in that context of Jesus's words about walking away from a mother and a father. And we also have to realize when he says you have to hate, that's the way they spoke back then, of in a contrast to. It's called rabbinic hyperbole. It's kind of an exaggeration to make a point.
Ann, thank you very, very, very much. Let's go to Ellen in Virginia. Ellen, your question as quickly as you can. We're getting near the top of the hour.
Yes. Good evening. I heard you speak of giving time, talent, and treasure, you know, as we give ourselves to God. We haven't had a problem doing that. I like to volunteer locally in my parish, in my pregnancy centers, my community. But with regard to money and the church scandals, we're really having a difficult time of allowing...
Of giving to the church,
money to the parish.
Okay, I'm going to. Go ahead.
Let me answer that really quick. I'm in the same boat with you. We're rowing in the same boat. I'll tell you that right now. I am, in very short way, I'll say this. I'm very careful where I give my money now. With what's going on in Rome right now with the Amazonian thing and a lot of stuff, I'm very careful where I send my money. I give my money to the local parish because I know my priest and I know the parish and what they're doing. And I give money to Catholic Answers because I know they're great folks and what they're doing. There's a lot of places that we as Catholics can give our money and our energies and our time. And we are expected to be discerning and to be careful where we give that money. I want to know where my money's going. Even if it's a Catholic organization, do you support abortion? Where are you getting money? Where is my money actually being used? I want to know. If I don't know, I'm going to give my money to places where I do know. I give my money to the local parish, and I told them I don't want this to go beyond the local parish. Sometimes I say that. I want to stay right here. I know my bishop's a good bishop, so I like spending it, but I want to know what all of those other Catholic agencies are in my diocese and where that money's actually going. So you and I have a big responsibility to be careful where we give our time and where we give our money. And you're absolutely correct to be discerning in that decision.
Indeed. Wow, that went fast. Steve Ray is, I guess I'm not used to the clock. I've been away from it for a while. Steve Ray has been our guest. You can find him at Steve Ray.
Catholic Convert.
Oh, God, I forgot that. CatholicConvert.com. And if you want to go with him to the Holy Land, plan a couple years ahead, because that's how far ahead those are filled up. CatholicConvert.com. Steve Ray, thank you very, very much. Loved the hour
thank
with you.
Si. Don't forget to give your life to Jesus.
And praise God. Yes, today and every day. And I like that idea of out Amen. Under the stars, looking up to God and saying, I give it back to you again, God.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Steve. Go to CatholicConvert.com and find out all about Steve. Up next is Trent Horn, who I haven't seen in a couple weeks, and he's going to be giving you tips for defending the faith. Trent Horn next on Catholic Answers Live.